For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved, and quietness and trust shall be your strength. In the name of Jesus, amen. So another calendar year is about to be tossed away. The days, the months, the years, they're soonly, quickly passing away. Sort of like sand through the hourglass, we recognize that all flesh is grass. We blankly stare, perhaps we watch, perhaps we wonder. Where does it all go? The time, the life that we had used to know. But all we can muster in mind and heart is that it ticks away until we are laid to rest. Body and bones, dust and ashes, lying beneath the earth. So this New Year's Eve, we ask ourselves, how shall we pass the time of this failing age? Until we reach that age where time is swallowed up in the one who is eternal, of him who knows no beginning and has no end. Tonight, Isaiah guides our way. He says, in returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and trust shall be your strength. You see, in a time that was long forgotten, defiant and faithless Judah looked to Egypt for security in the face of their Assyrian enemy. They took no notice of their almighty and delivering Lord. They had forgotten him and all that he had done for them, and they foolishly took refuge in the feeble arms of the nation of Egypt. Yet despite this betrayal, the Holy One of Israel was calling them back, calling them to return to him in repentance and faith. And this call goes out to all of God's people, all wanderers from the shepherd's fold, sheep who have never grazed in the peaceful pastures of the church's gifts, and those sheep that have been lured away by the devil's voice or the enticements of the world, or whatever it may be. All who have ears to hear must hear this call to repentance and faith. But the way of return is not some sort of arduous task, some sort of penitence you must do, but simply a penitent confession of the past and a trust in the divine promise that all the good graces of God shall come to pass. Time-bound creatures we are, watching the clock tick by, and yet we cling to the timeless one, the Holy One of Israel. No matter your fears or hopes in the coming of the new year, the Lord's word remains clear to you tonight. Your strength doesn't come from your fretting and your fuming or your anxiety over what may or may not happen in 2017. Rather, strength comes to you in the means of humble gifts, of quietness and trust. Quietness, silence. Perhaps largely misunderstood in American culture, perhaps even despised by many of us. For must everyone talk or tweet or text at the same time? And if they are, consider the thought, how can anyone listen if they are always talking or emoting or looking down into their self-indulgent world that lives in their purse or their pocket? Silence, indeed, is misunderstood as some sort of solemn gesture, a kind of a mystical lotus position by which one gets beyond the Word of God. But that is not the silence of which the Lord speaks of tonight. Because silence must be seen in its relationship to the Word of God. As this simple act of the individual who falls silent before and under the Word of God. in quietness, in silence before the word of God, therefore, there lies your strength. It's a common myth that noise and strength are allied forces. Yet it's often the quiet things, even the silent things, which are the strong things. The silent force of the gravitational pull, the electricity, acting for ages without even being known to exist. Perhaps the sunshine or the rain or the snow. It's the quiet words of the calm teacher, perhaps finding their way to the mind of the restless student. It's in things like these that the real power of word resides. Perhaps the quiet strength of a mother's love, of a faithful father's teaching, or of a faithful pastor guiding. All these are God-given masks by which the world is brought into righteousness and in truth. In the end, silence means nothing other than waiting upon the Lord and receiving from the Lord a blessing. Like Jacob, who wrestled with the Lord and told him he would not let him go until he received a blessing. But this is something that we all must learn again and again, not just at the end of the year, to wait upon God in hope and in trust, and in the promise that we know that His word will never fail us. In all times of life, in delight or in danger, in hope or in fear, we wait upon God. Our conscience, our expectation in His gracious advent, and our confession with the psalmist is true. For alone, O my soul, I wait in silence, for my hope is in you. But the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh protest. We might think that waiting upon the Lord sounds quite foolish. We might think that trusting the Lord is for kind of idiocy, and that silence before the Lord is just simply for people who want to believe in something that doesn't exist. And so the trap has been laid for many of us. For you may ride swiftly on Egyptian horses, but your enemy will be swifter, Isaiah reminds Judah. You believed yourself to be strong and mighty, Judah, in number, but mere numbers was not strength enough. For you who are numerous, you are cower at the sight of one measly guy defending the city. And then, to your great astonishment, Judah, you will be deserted by all, and you will be like a little flag, a little light upon a gigantic mountain. And while the right choice was always before you, and obvious to you, your rebellious will chose to reject the Lord's way. You see, effort and ingenuity before the Lord always result in death. But quietness and trust, an ear that listens to the Lord's lips, always leads to life. So the passing of one year and the entrance into another, it's not a walk down memory lane. It's not resolutions and resolving to do things better. It's not numbers and days to be checked off. It's a time that's governed by the Lord, who waits to be gracious to His children, whether they have joyful things to tell Him or they have sorrowful things to lay upon Him. He is, after all, your eternal Father, and you, after all, are His eternal children. Elect people of God, St. Paul says. So he waits with the longings of a father's heart. He waits to be gracious and merciful. He waits upon the gracious word of his Son. And so when you come to wait upon him in his word, he will speak his Son into your ear. He will speak his Son into your mouth. And he will speak his Son into your soul. For he is the redeemer of all your days. He's the comforter of all your nights. And he is your life in every new year, whether it be 2017 or 2058, whatever year you choose. To wait upon the Lord is never a matter of disappointment or even the possibility of disappointment. It is where faith is exercised in gift and promise. Yes, beneath cross and trial and death and sin. But rest in grace, dear Christians, this night, for your God is returning, and you shall be saved. Don't listen to the impatient tongues of the devil. Don't lose your heart to anger or despair. Wait till the storm blows over, and keep silence before the Lord's word. Because silence before the Lord's word results in marvelous victory. There is wonderful power in being silent before the Lord's word. For there is the power of clarification, the power of purification, and the power to focus on what is actually essential to life. Silence before the word of God leads to proper hearing and thus also proper speaking and confessing of God's word at the right time. I will grant you, as my own flesh feels it as well, the waiting seems and is long. We stare blankly into the doldrum days and the mundane years. We will see that all flesh is grass, as loved ones and friends die, and their earth becomes their bed, their life now hidden in Christ before and beyond our eyes. The time that has passed will seek to haunt us with past regrets. The time that will come will seek to frighten us with all the fears that may or may not come with our declining years. But each new year will be a year and a time to reflect and confess that each new year, not just new year, each new day, each new hour, each new moment is a matter of gift. No matter its greatness or its meekness in the eyes of men. So how shall you pass the time until eternity? Isaiah reminds you in silence before the Lord's word. Trusting that the Lord will do the impossible. Forgive your sins, comfort you in this valley of sorrow and death, and grant you eternal life with all the saints in the heavens above. For what is time without the timeless one, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? For all our times are redeemed by this timeless one, Jesus Christ, who we just celebrated was begotten into time, that we would be born anew as timeless creatures. So grant us, O Lord, such silence before your word, to hope and to trust in your spoken word alone. For to you alone we give all honor, power, and glory this New Year's Eve. In the name of Jesus, amen.